Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We're starting the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and we're continuing to talk about Hilchos Pigel. What does the Mishnah say? Shachat shnei chavosim lechol achas min hachalos lemochar. When you see shnei chavosim and chalos, automatically lights up in your head. We're talking about Shavuos, and we're bringing the two kivsei atzeres. And what's the purpose of bringing those two kivsei atzeres to act as the matir for
Chadosh and the Mikdash?
That's the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is a machshir, a matir, further Chadosh and the Mikdash, and to be able to bring the shtei alechem, you don't really bring it, but to have the korban of the shtei alechem, which is eaten by the kahanim, their matir is the bringing of the shnei kvasim. Rashi points out the shnei kvasim are only two out of a whole bunch of other behemoths which are brought on Shavuos for that purpose, but only the shnei kvasim are deemed to be the matirim, not the others, because the pasuk says that you have to do a tenufa of the shnei kvasim together with the shtei halechem. Tenufa, of course, means you have to wave them around. You do not have to do that vis-a-vis the seven kvasim, the par, and the two elim, which were all oilois, as well as a seir izim, which was a chatas. So although they all accompanied the shtei halechem, the only one that's the matter of the shtei halechem are the two kvasim. So what happens now? The koyin, or the individual that is shechting the two kvasim inside the azara, he has in mind a machsheves pigel. What machshava did he have? He didn't have a machshava of total anarchy, total pigel, only on one of the two shtei halechems, that one of them we're going to eat tomorrow. Similarly, on every single Shabbos Kodesh, where we have to go and be makter the shnei bezichim, to be matir the 12 lechem haponim chalas, what happens? Hikta shnei bezichim, he did a great job, was makter the two bezichim, lechol Echad min hasidorim lemachar, to enable himself, or he had a machshava or a dibur, to eat one of the sidorim. Literally, one of the sidorim means a full group of six out of the 12 chalas to eat them lemachar. However, there's a small yud in our gemaras which takes us to the Shita Mukubetzes and says lav davke min hasidorim, even one out of the 12 chalas. So you have over here that at the time of being makta the two bezichim, which are the matirim for the lechem upon him, the person had in mind to eat one of these 12 chalas lemachar. Okay, so clearly we have a pigel issue. The question is, how bad is that issue? So Rabbi Yossi Oimer Oisei Hachala V'Oisei HaSeder Shechishev Olav, that's pigel v'chayoven olav kares. However, v'hasheini Parcel the Ein Baikaris. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that although you need the two matirim together, and we're going to talk about later in the daf about that Ein Mefaglim B'chotzi Matir, which means that in the matirim you need both. You have the Shochet Shnei Kvasim, in the matirim you had both of them. That was fine. But the pigel, in terms of the nitar, the subject of the pigel, he only did 50% instead of having in mind to go and eat both chalis of the two shtei halechem on Shavuos lemachar, he only had in mind one. And similarly, on the 12 lechem upon him, he only had in mind one. So says Rabbi Yossi, what you had in mind, you had in mind. What you didn't, you didn't. So therefore, that challah that you had in mind to go and eat the next day, that becomes pigel. The other one is not pigel. What is it? It happens to be pasul. Zok yetz the Mishnah. The first one, oisei chalav, oisei seri shechisha v'alav, is pigel. V'asheni, it's possible the aim by karis. Why is it possible the aim by karis? The chora, Yossi obviously is differentiating between the subject of the pigel machshava and those that he didn't have a machshava. So why do you say that's possible? It should be kosher. And in fact, the Me'achem, at the end of today's daf, we're going to learn that Rabbi Yossi says that it's possible mitzad gzeira. The gzeira is that if I'm going to go and say that the other one is kosher, people say, hey, apparently pigel doesn't apply to shtei alechem. Apparently it doesn't apply to lechem upon him. Look, I heard the koyin screaming out the koyin rash godol a machshav of pigel, and yet I see that they're eating from one of those shtei alechem, or from the other 11 of the lechem upon him. So there could be mass confusion. Therefore, what we go and say is, don't eat the second one. It's possible. There's no din of karis. In fact, the Gemara says that psul is only derabbanan, and it's not min ha-toira, nor alz gzeira. The chacham omer no. Zeh v'zeh. Pigum chayom of karis. The chacham hold it's a package deal. Once part of the carbon becomes pigul, the entire carbon becomes pigul. So therefore, even though he only had a mind for one of the shtei lechem, or one of the lechem upon him, nevertheless, across the board, all of them are pigul.
And the buster of the kvasim of
he didn't have a mind in the kvasim. That we're going to talk about yetchim tomorrow. I understand what you're asking. Yetchim, that's going to be the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin. We're going to talk about that in the future. But in the meantime, yeah, was up there?
No, same question.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. And let me ask you, what about the Minchas Tesachim that comes together with it? Does that also become pigul or not?
We don't eat that anyway.
No, okay, but what, if a person were to eat it, would he go and get karis?
I don't know.
Oh, that's also all that's going to be. We had everything in Zvachim, we're going to have everything in Menachas. Mi'at Hashem, the next couple of Mishnayos are going to go into all of those details with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. In the meantime, what the Gemara is going to now is explore Reb Yoisi, and we're going to have Rav Huna. And Rav Huna is going to be very prominent from now for the next 50 to 60% of today's daf. What does Rav Huna say? Rav Huna says something which is hair-raising. Even if you have no hair, it's hair-raising. Omer Rav Huna, Oy Mahir Rav Yoisi, Pigel bi Yerach shol Yemin, Loi Nespagel ha Yerach shol Smoil. Can you imagine? A regular, normal carbon. Not talking about Shtei Lechem, we're not talking about the Lechem upon him, we're not talking about the Shtei Kivsi Atzeres. A regular carbon. Vishas v'shchita l'moshel, the person who's doing the shchita, he screams out, we're going to go and eat the Yerach Shol Yemin tomorrow l'mochar. Oh, but he's there. No, your smile is fine. No, smile, nothing. I have nothing to say about the smile. And by the way, Rashi says, Yemin and smile lav dafka. Only we mean to say is we are parceling part of this animal up. Mushal, it was a carbon chattas or a carbon asham, with the entire carbon, except for the aymarin, are eaten by the kahanim. And the shoychet says, we're going to go and eat the flanken. We're going to go and eat the front part. We're going to eat the back part, the bottom, the top, any part that he identifies in the carbon. And we're going to eat that tomorrow, mi'at Hashem. It's too much to eat today. This is such a big carbon. We can't. Anyway, see, it was mafagel, part of the carbon. Says Rav Huna, Rav Yoisi would hold only that part that was nispagel, if he identified the yamin becomes pigul. But not the smile. The smile is fine. Le nispagel, yerach shel smile. My time, what's the reason? Yeah, you heard, Bill? Any question, everything?
My hair is up.
Your hair is up, okay. My time, what's the reason? We want the hair to be able to settle. E boy yisei mesvara, e boy yisei makra. E boy yisei mesvara, le adifa machshava bi mi maise hatuma. Machshav is not worse than tumah. That what? Ilu itmi chad ever. Let's assume that in the basement b'chaim, they'd already cut up the carbon into different slices, into different pieces. And each one was on its own. It didn't touch the other one. And what happens now? Unfortunately, one of the pieces became tumah because it was touched by a dead sheretz, by an avela, by a valkeri, whatever the situation was, but it became tumah. Would you say that all the other detached slices also become tameh? Navadanish. Each one is on its own. Same thing, the machshev is pigel. You had a machshev of pigel only on the right one, then the left one is fine. If you had it only on the left one, then the right one is fine. Each one is on.
Animal when you thought of, if the animal were complete, and you have a share, it's touched the hand, the whole animal is tummy.
Absolutely correct.
Same thing is here, that's the difference in the two cases.
Ah, so what Bill is asking is an excellent question. Since we're talking about at one of the times of the Avoida, whether you're talking at the time of the Shechita, or the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Hidlacha, or the Zrika, certainly at the time of the Shechita, the animal is one animal. It has not been detached. It could be that when the time you got to the Zrika, that already cut up the animal into different slices. You're not supposed to put the slices on the, if it's an oily, you're not supposed to put on the Mizbeach. And if it happens to be a regular carb, you're not allowed to eat it until you do the Zrika Saddam. So it's at least theoretically possible that if you had Bishas Zrika, he had a Machshev Espigel on one of them, it was no longer touching the others. But you're right, when you're talking about the Shechita at that point, they were all touching each other. So presumably what the Gemara is trying to say is, you look upon every aver of this animal as if it's a separate entity, and just like if it were became Tomei, that doesn't affect the rest of them. Here too, since he identified one of them as being Pigel, it doesn't affect all the others. We have the same Svara also the Gabi Yotze. Yotze means, of course, that you're now going to go and take Kabonis out of their natural borders or boundaries. So if Kachi Kudishim, if you took it out of the Azara, it becomes possible. But only that portion of the carbon that went outside of the Azara, if he only took the Yemin, he took that outside, that becomes possible the Yotze. But the rest that stayed inside is still fine. Anyway, so that's the Svara according to Rav Huna. But there's another reason as well. Now this pasuk is the final, the continuation of the pasuk that talks about pigle. If you look at Ois Aleph up above.
Long pasuk.
What does it say in the pasuk? The long one. V'mei ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shloma b'yoyim hashlishi lo yeratzeh. Ha-makrev oise lo yechoshev loy. Because it uses the term yechoshev, we're talking about machshava. Poshim pshat in the pasuk is, v'miyochel yechoshev, if you eat the shlomim on the third day, you're eating noiser. That's not how Chazal learned the pasuk. They learned the pasuk, lo yechoshev, he had a machshava of pigel. Pigel yeh, v'nefesh ocheles mimenu avoynetis. If you eat from it, you get your avoyn. And the more elsewhere says, we learn avoyn oivan from another pasuk, which is about noiser. And there it says, you learn oven, oven, one for the other, the din of karts. But the question is, why does the Torah have to add the word mimenu? After all, we're talking about the Bsar Zebach Shlomav. So it could have said, v'nefesh o'icheles avoynetisa. You know, mimenu. What would you think otherwise? Is it eating a piece of chocolate cake? We're talking about the piece of Zebach Shlomav that he was mefagel. So of course mimenu means... Ah, so therefore, says Igmar, it means from that explicit piece that he was mefagel, but not any of the other pieces. Fine, Zayigit, two beautiful explanations of Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to ask a slew of kashas on Rav Huna, and the Gemara in the Amud Beis, and Miyat Hashem Yidal Amud Beis, we will see that Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a couple of knockout kashas, even though the Gemara doesn't say Tiyufta to Rav Huna, Tiyufta, but the Gemara basically will withdraw and will say we don't follow Rav Huna. We'll see. Miyat Hashem. Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna the following question. We have a braisa. Li oylam ein boikores ad shiyafagel b'shteyen b'kizayis. There's not going to be kores unless you're mafagel with two of them because ice. Now, what does that mean? So, Rashi explains that we're talking once again about the shtei halechem, and about the shtei halechem we're saying, la'olam ein by kores, the second one will not have a din of kores, unless and until you're mafagel both shtei halechems, both lechems of the shtei halechem, as long as a chutzi zayis from one and a chutzi zayis from the other, I can mitztaref the two together. See, if you look at Rashi, the second wide line down below, la'olam ein boi kares belechem hu acher, the second lechem of the shtei halechem will not have a din of pigel of kares shloi chishiv olav. In other words, the braisa is talking about the very same case as our Mishnah, where they shechted the two kvasim, and they only had in mind one of the two chalos for pigel. The second one will not be kores ad shiyafagel b'shteyin. Continuing the Rashi, ad shiyafagel b'shteyin ha chalos b'kazayis. Kloimer, afil lo pigel ela b'kazayis bein shteyim. Even if he only had a chotzi zayis from one and a chotzi zayis from the other, it's mitztarif have a kulu pigel. Ah, so therefore, once again, getting down to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Olam Baikoris, in this case of the two kvasim, that he shechted for purposes of eating the chalas l'machar, when will the second one have a din of kares? When he's mefagel b'shteyim b'kazayis, he has in mind both of them, and each one of them at least a chotzi kazayis, if you add the two chotzi kazayisim, you have a full kazayis of the two together. So now the Gemara is medayik. B'shteyim in, b'achas mehen loy. You see from this that it has to be davka when you had in mind both of the chalas and you had enough of a shear of a kezayis of the two together. Then there's a din of kares. However, it's davka b'shteyim. be achas mehen loy. If you only had in mind on one of the two chalas, loy, then it would not have a din of kareis. So tomorrow money. Who is the Tana of this brisa? We have, of course, two Tanoim in our Mishnah. We have the Chachomim and we have Rabbi Yossi. Se'ilim Rabbanan. Are we saying that the brisa is Rabbanan? Now remember, what did Rabbanan say in our Mishnah?
One takes the whole thing.
The whole thing. As long as you mafagil one, they all automatically, both of them become pigle because it's like a package, a pigle package deal. So you have it in mind. One challah, all the challahs. All 12 lachmei of the lechem upon him, and certainly all the two of the shtei lechem of Shavuos. So Dr. Mar, ilim rabbanim, afilu ba'achas mehenami. Why does the brisa say, oh, you got to be fagel, shtei? No, our Mishnah says, you didn't even look at the second one, you're only talking about one challah altogether. That's enough, zev zepik. So obviously it can't be the rabbanim. Elab shita muzach then it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yossi normally says if you're only thinking about one challah, then it's only that challah that becomes pigle, but you're saying that the Braisa says that if he had a machshava of chotzi zayis on lechem number one and chotzi zayis on lechem number two, it's mitzaref, and then both of them become now pigle. Freiti mora, iyamris bishloi machad gufahu. If you're going to go and say Rabbi Yossi holds in the case of Rav Huna, when you have a behemah and he only identifies the Yerach Shol Yemin to be pigle, but not the Yerach Shol Smoil, Zokti Mar, if you're going to go and tell me Chad Gufahu, not like Rav Huna says, but that Rabbi Yossi subscribes to the idea that if you have in mind on the Yerach Shol Yemin, automatically it spreads and the whole behemah, including the Yerach Shol Smoil, also becomes pigle, Mishim Hochi Mitztarif. Then I understand why in the case of the two chalois, it's mitztarif when he says, chutzi zay is from the one, and chutzi zay is from the other, and those two are mitztarif. Because I have a nice parallel. The parallel is, in your regular standard carbon, if when he's shechting the carbon, he has in mind only the amin, were you to say not like Rav Huna, but to say that in fact the whole animal becomes pigle, the right and the left and the top and the front and everything else, because chad gufahu, mishamachim mitzarev. That's why in the case of the two chalois, if he says chotzi zayis from this and chotzi zayis from that, you put the two together and say that they're both pigle. But Eli Amris, if you're going to go and tell me like Rav Huna said in the name of Yossi, that trei gufi ninu, that we look upon the right part of the animal as being separate and apart from the left side of the animal, mi mitzarefi, would you go and say, and the more is using like almost a kal v'chomer, madach in an animal, where the two are very integral to the rest of the body of the animal, the yemin and the smoil, would we normally think of them as being two separate entities? No, it's the right part of the animal, the left part of the animal, but it's all the same animal. Eliyam restrei gufin, you know, if you're going to go and tell me, like Rav Huna is saying, alibid Rabbi Yossi, that even in one animal we can go and subdivide between one and the other, mi mitztarfi, would we say by the two chalois, just because he said chutzi zayis from this one and chutzi zayis from that one, I would be mitztarif. These are two separate chalois. They were both kneaded separately, they were formed separately, they were baked separately. I mean, they could be in the same oven, but the point is they're separate chalos, each one in his own. And if you were making lechem mishnah on Shabbos, he would say, I have two separate chalos. I wouldn't say, oh, let's just mishnah mash and we have one. These are two separate entities. So, ibazoi, freiti mora, and if you're saying chotzi zayis, that is not enough of a shear. It has to be a full kizayis. So therefore, says the Gemara, I don't understand Rav Huna. Rav Huna is saying that the right and the left are two separate parts of the animal, so you can have pigle on one and not pigle on the other. Madach, when it's one guf, you're saying that it's not mitztarif. Then certainly, how could the Braisa say that if you have in mind half of one lechem and half of the other lechem, that the two are mitztarif? It's not one guf, and neither of them has a full shear of a kezayis. Zukti Yamara, the point is well taken, and in fact, this Braisa is neither a banan nor Rabbi Yossi, and therefore there's no kasha on Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says, L'divre Rabbi Yossi. Oymer hoye Rabbi Yossi. We're not talking about Rabbi Yossi now. So who's the town of this price? It's Rabbi. Where did we find the Rabbi? Dasanya. Ashoy chere sakeves. Lechol chutzi zayis michal azu. V'chein chaveiro lecha chutzi zayis michal azu. Now this is a brand new case. What's the brand new case? We have here two kvosim, and instead of our Mishnah, when we said shochat shnei kvosim, lechol achas min hachalos lemochor, or like the new braisa down below, bishas both kvosim, he has in mind chutzi zayis from this one and chutzi zayis from this one. Here we're talking about that there was also a chotzi matir. What do we mean chotzi matir? Because you have two matirim. What are the two matirim? We have to shecht both kvosim, both sheep. Ah, so hashoicher es hakeves. Sheep number one, he shechted lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu, to eat a half a kzayis of the first lech. V'chein chaveirai. Chaveirai means the second keves. He also shechted lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu. Now I have two half matirim, and I have two half nitorim. The first matir, the first keves, was only half of the matir. You can look upon them as being two matirim, or you can look at each one as a chutzi matir. So the Gemara sometimes uses this lashon, sometimes that lashon. So let's call it here a chutzi matir for a chutzi nitter, and again a second chutzi matir for a second chutzi nitter. Rebbe oima oima nisha zeh kosher. It's kusha, kusha v'yusha. Meaning it's not pickled, it's not bustle. You can eat it because I didn't have a full-fledged machshebes pickle.
Because he didn't have the kezayis.
Because he didn't have a kezayis, and because each one of them only had a chotzi matir. He had two things which were missing. We only shechted one keves, one machsheva on a chotzi zayis of lechem number one, and then when he shechted the second keves, 5 seconds later, he only had in mind a chotzi zayis of number two. Rabbi says they are not mitzaref. It's time the omer chatzi chatzi. So now the Gemara is being medayik. The reason why Rabbi holds that it's kusher is because he said chotzi zayis from this one, chotzi zayis from that one. Av omer kezayis mishtayan. It's mashma had he said during the times of the shechting of the kvasim. If he says raboisai, I'm shechting them with the kavana that we're going to eat a full kezayis from the two together, then it's mitztaref. Aha. Therefore, that Rebbe that we just finished now could be the Tana of the Braisa down below. I put the two together as one kezayis. I didn't say chutzi, and then subsequently the next shechita, another chutzi. Rather, Taima di Omar, the only reason why Rebbe says it is kusha, because he said chatzi chatzi. Avul Omar kezayis mishtayin, which is the Loshana Braisa, then it would be mitzaref. Oh, so therefore that price down below is not Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbanan, it's Rabbi. Don't ask me any kashas on Ravuna, because Ravuna says, I'm only talking a little bit of Rabbi Yossi. I'm not talking a little bit of Rabbi. And with that, we were misalik. Yes, Chavi.
Is that a half a kezayis from each loaf?
That is correct, a half a kezayis of each loaf.
Okay, what if you have a little more?
A little more than half a kezayis? Unless you have a full kezayis,
it's
gonish. You have to have a full kezayis to go mimafagel, according to what we're just learning. Zok
Timorah. This is talking about just keves. You only did one keves.
Correct. We're not done yet, everybody, so we're going to still address this. Zok Timorah. V'Rebbe Aliba Deman. Who is Rebbe talking loit? In other words, we're assuming that Rebbe's not a third Tana, but that he subscribes to either the view of the Chachamim or to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. And therefore, says Yimov, Rabbi Aliba Deman, why does Rabbi hold that if you shecht one keves, chutzi zayis, one keves, chutzi zayis, not mitzarev? However, if he goes and says, I'm shechting al menas to go and eat a kezayis mishtayim lemochar, then it is mitzarev. So who does he hold, right? E Aliba Drabbanon, if according to Drabbanon, afilu ba'achas mehenami. Remember, back in our Mishnah said that Rabbanan hold, even though his whole machshava was only with respect to one of the two shtei alechem, zebezeh pickle, automatically it's contagious, and not only the first one becomes pickle, the second also becomes pickle. So that being the case, it doesn't have to be dafka in a case where he said, the braisa down below, lo'olim ein by korsa shifagel b'shteyim b'kezayis. No, you don't have to be mefagel b'shteim b'kazayis. We're saying that this is Rebbe. If Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, you don't have to be mefagel b'shteim b'kazayis. Just be mefagel b'achas mehen b'kazayis. Automatically, both are going to become pigel, because that's what the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah. Zeh v'zeh, pigel b'chevel mefkaris.
Why does shteim b'kazayis? You could get 3/4 from one and 1/4 from
the other. Lav dafka. I mean, it just means that you don't have a full kazayis from each one, but b'tziruf, you're going to have a kazayis.
Because he didn't enunciate it at the beginning, that you go chatzi-chatzi, then...
That what the Gemara is saying now is, if he did enunciate chatzi chatzi, or as you say, 3/4 and 1/4, or 0.9 and 0.1, if he did 0.9 at the time of the first shechita, the first keves, and then he does 0.1 at the time of the shechita, the second keves, says Rabbi Yoy, says Rabbi, nothing happened. It's kusha v'yusha l'chadchila mahadrim and a mahadrim. Is mashma from that? That's only because he split it up 50-50, or 90-10. He didn't go and say one kezayis from both. But if he said kezayis mishtayan, it's masha that it would be mitzdarif. Oh, so that's the loshen of the brisa down below. Lo'oilam ein b'ikaris and shifagla mishtayan b'kezayis. If he enunciates a full kezayis of both, then it would be pigol v'yesh b'ikaris. Ah, so that's why the Gemara is saying that that brisa is not Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbanan, it's Rabbi. But for Eitimor, Rabbi is not saying his aloch in a vacuum. How does he hold? Does he hold like the Rabbanon of our Mishnah? Then I feel ba'achas me'anami. Why do we talk about Dafke is mafagel b'shteyan? Remember, our Mishnah says, even if you're mafagel by one of them, automatically it spreads. Zeb is a pigle. So Elamai, yeah, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. So you're going to say, Taka doesn't hold like Rabbanon, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, each one is on its own. One, if you're only mafagel one, only that one becomes pigle, and not the other one. So for Eitimor, if that's the case, Hadra Kushin Leduchte, then we go back to square one, meaning our square one on Rav Huna. If you're saying that Rebbe is holding like Rebbe Yossi, why would he say that you can call me mitztarif, two chotzi zeisim from two separate lechem, from the shteha lechem, and me mitztarif and make it one? Madach in one behema, which is only, not only, which is a full-fledged single guf, you're saying, Rav Huna, that you split up between the right and the left, and the left and the right. And that's one guf. Is the chalachas kam v'kama, if you're talking about a case of a chutzi zayis from one and a chutzi zayis from the other, then it certainly wouldn't be mitztarif, because these are two separate lechems. There's two separate gufim. So although we've been able to kind of push the question away from directly from Rabbanan and or Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, but I have to return to that, assuming that Rebbe holds like one of these two Tanoi. Of course, you can go and say Rebbe's on his own. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that, because the Gemara wants to assume that the two Shitois of the Chachamim and Rebbe Yossi are very, very clear. The Chachamim said, even though he only had Machshava on one, automatically that's a whole pigle package deal. Whole thing is one. And therefore, everything becomes pigle. Rabbi Yossi says, no, no, what you had in mind, you had in mind. What you didn't have in mind, you didn't have in mind. So, l'chor, these are two reasonable contrasts. We don't find anybody else speaking about this subject. So, logically, Rebbe, who's talking about a slightly different case, because our case in the Mishnah is talking about Ishochad, Shnei Kivosim, Lechol Achas Menachalas. He's talking about a case of shechting one keves for challah number one, and shechting the second keves for challah number two. So the case, the facts of the case are a little bit different. But the Gemara assumes that Rebbe probably would hold like one of the two, either Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yossi, in a case, in fact, where you had in mind both of them together, b'tziruf. Not that he said chotzi and chotzi, but he said both of them together as one.
Kazai
sechad. Yeah. So, ia libid Rabbi Yossi, had a kushal aduchle. Then we go back to the original question. That how does Rav Huna say that when it comes to the behem itself, we go and make a chili between the yamin and the smoil, and yet when it comes to the gabi the kazaisim, that happens to be two separate gufim, there you're saying then it's mitzdarif. Does that make sense? So, Shemala oilam aliyu rabban. Truth of the matter is, Rabbi goes according to Rabbanan. V'loi teima ad shiifagel bishteyen, ala'ema ad shiifagel bishneyen, v'afilu bi'achas mehen. What's the difference between shteyen and shneyen? Oh, big difference. Because remember, we said that the case up above here, on the second line of Sheikhres Akeves, Lechel Chutzi Zayis, we're talking about Chutzi Matir and Chutzi Nitar. What means Chutzi Matir? Chutzi Matir means that each Keves on its own only does 50% of the pigel and of being Matir. And similarly, you have the Nitar, meaning you have the two Shtei Alechem, one of the two Shtei Alechem, that's one, and the other one is the other one. So the question is, what was the girsa? So down below we said, we assume that bishteyan means the two chalois, that you have to have in mind the two chalois of the shtey alechem, half a kazayis of this, and half a kazayis of that, and then it's mitzarev together. Says, no. This goes according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, you do not have to have in mind two separate chalas. As long as you have in mind one chala, automatically it spreads to the other chala. So why does it say then, Achifag le b'shtein? B'shtein means we're talking about the two behemoths, that b'shas you shech the two kvasim. Each time you shech the kevas, you have to have in mind for both of them. Or not for both of them.
Both,
you have
the
to have
same machshava pigel.
The two kvasim, you have to have the same machshava pigel regarding one of the two shtei halechem, and then according to the chum, automatically, since you had in mind b'shach both matira, the same machshava of one chala, then it spreads to the other chala, like it says in the Mishnah, v'chum oimim zeh v'zeh pigel v'chayovin olav kareis. So that's why the Gemara says, we're not talking about Shtehen, the two chalas. Two chalas, automatically, once you have in mind one of them, the other one is going to. If you had in mind a full kezayis of one of the two shtei alechem,
it's a pigle package, the whole thing explodes into pigle.
The whole thing explodes into pigle, according to Rabban. Exactly right. So what is he say, shefag l'shtehen? But make sure that you have that machshava during the shchita of both kvasim, not by one kevis alone. Both kvasim you have them in mind on one. Exactly right. And that's what the Mortaka says. So what's the chiddush? Just like Brother Shai said so clearly and unequivocally, Kamash malon deloy, you have to be mafaglim at agantza matir and not with a chotzi matir. Oh, so with this brand new pshat, it has really nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi and the chum of our Mishnah. This braisa goes strictly like the chachom. The chachom say as long as you had in mind by both matirim, one of the shtei alechem, automatically it spreads because it's a pigle package deal. Like we said before, like Brother Barry just said a moment ago. Oh, so nothing to do then with Rav Huna, because Rav Huna's took a leave with Rabbi Yossi, and this price on Rabbi Yossi, it's the Rabban. And so what's the chiddush that you have to have both kvasim? Oh, to go and tell you that you cannot be mafagel b'chotzi matir. And that's why Tak at the top, why did Rebbe say it's kosher? Because the sheikhir is a keves. Exactly, and I told you that's what the Gemara is going to address momentarily. In Baruch Hashem, we've gotten to that point in the Gemara. So that's the reason why he says, Rebbe, it's not mitzarev, because you only have a chotzi matir. But Rameir holds it can be mafagel. Oh, Rebbe wants to tell you, we do not hold like Rameir. We hold like the Chachamim. You have to be mafagel mit a ganze matir. And that's why you need shneya and both behemoths, b'shas shechita, both of them, and not just one of them. Oh, so l'choyra, nothing to do with Rafuna, nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi, and Sholem al Yisra. Frey Timar, the pshat that you gave is a very nice pshat, but ihachi my li'oilam. How does the braisa start off? Li'oilam, ein baikaris ad shi'efagel b'shteyem. Let it just simply say, ein baikaris ad shi'efagel b'shteyem. What is that li'oilam? So Rashi says, when you see a word like li'oilam, it's trying to tell you tuva. It's trying to go and tell you more than just one isolated din. It's trying to go and tell you a broader package of dinim. So i'achi my li'oilam. So i'amis b'shloim b'shteyem u b'shneyem. If you're going to go and tell me, like the pshat, that we're talking about both the two animals when you're shechting them, as well as you have in mind on both of the shtei halechem. V'rabi oisihi, v'lafuki midramei umidrabanin ka'asi, haydi dekomer li'oilam. If you were to go and tell me, like we learned initially, that we're going according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, therefore you have to have in mind both of the chalas, because if you only have in mind one chala, only that chala becomes pigle, and not the second one. So if they're going to learn like that, then I understand why I have the li'oilam. Because Rabbi Yossi is telling us to dinim, a broader package. And that is, number one, lafuki medrameir, that what you have to have, mishneyan means the two behemoths, the shchit of each one, you have to have a full machshav of pigle on both of the lechem. Why do you have to have both? Number one, lafuk mid Rameir. Rameir said you can be mafagel b'chutzi mater. We hold like the Rabban, you cannot be mafagel b'chutzi mater. Ooh, it's also coming to me lafuk mid Rabbanan kasi, that the Rabbanan said, as long as you have in mind one of the two chalis, it automatically spreads. It's contagious and becomes a full pigle package deal. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not necessary. No. That's why he says the oilam, ein by chorus. You want to have a chorus situation on both chalas, not only in the first chalas, but on both chalas. It's not going to be a full package of both being pigle until you fagel b'shtein, meaning both using the two animals so that you have the full matir, not like Rameh. And also it has to be talking about that you have in mind the chutzi zayis of both nitarim, a chutzi zayis from this one, a chutzi zayis from that one, and then they are mitztarif. Then it makes sense that you're saying the oilam. El Yamris Rabban of Lafuk Mid Rameir. If you're going to go and tell me, he goes to Kuntramban, and you're going to go and be Moitzvah Rameir, Miley Oilam. What do you need the term the Oilam for? It should just simply say, Ain by Karjish Fagel B'Shtayim. That's what just this limited halacha that's going to tell you that you cannot be Mafagel B'Chotzi Matir. But you're not touching the second halacha, Legabi the Nitarim. You're only talking about the Matirim. So, that therefore, the Pshat that you're trying to give, that the focus of this brisa is not on Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, because the brisa really goes according to Rabbanan. It doesn't make a difference one of the two alechem, both the shtei alechem. As long as you have in mind one of them, full kezayis, it spreads automatically. So what is the chiddush then of that brisa? Aimed by karsi shifagel b'shtei, it means that you have to have the two animals together. Oh, so those are fukim and remeir. But that's not al oilam. That's just telling us this finite halacha as opposed to a broader package deal. The oid, and I have another kasha on Rav Huna. What's another kasha? Omar Ravashi. Toshima Rebbe Mishim Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe saying the name of Rebbe Yossi. Pigel bedover nasa b'chut pigel. Bedover nasa b'fim loy pigel. What are we talking about? So we're getting back to one of our familiar sugyas in Masechta Zvachim, and we're going to talk about now the Purim Hanisrafim Unisirim Hanisrafim. What are the Purim Hanisrafim and Seirim Hanisrafim? Those are kabbonos which are very, very special. They have a combination of Azora and Heichel. Well, what do you mean? You shechtel mushel on Yom Kippur, for instance, or throughout the year, if you had a situation, Parham Damashal Tzibur, Parham Mashiach, or you have the Sar of Avodah Zarah, what do? You go and shecht it inside the Azara, and then what do with the Dam? You take the Dam up the steps, into the Ulam, into the Heichel, and then you have to go and do Hazois, depending on which carpet it is. In Yom Kippur, you have to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. Throughout the year, you don't go find Lefnim, but you have to do Hazois in front of the Paroiches, and then on the Mizbeach Hazov, the clinching of Mizbeach. Okay. What happens if doing one of these avoidos, the Kohen has a bad machshava of pigol? So then it depends what the facts are. So the Braisa says, simply as an introduction, pigol b'dover nasa b'chutz, if he had in mind pigol on something that occurs b'chutz, b'chutz meaning in the Azara, then it's a good pigol. If he had in mind b'dover nasa b'fnim, loy pigol, then it's not pigol. But now we need to know the details. So besides the shechita taking place, b'chutz meaning the azor, and then of course the dam going inside and for the purposes of hazois, but then the shiore hadam, you take out of the azor, what do you do with it? You take it out of the heichol and you pour it out on the
southwest yisod.
On the yisod of the mizbeach achitzon in the azor. So therefore you start off with chutz, you go into pnim, and then you come back to chutz again. Now, what was the machshava that this individual had? Zoktimor Ketzad, Zokti Bryce. The Bryce now spells it out. Hoy Oyman Bachutz. The Koyin or whoever is doing the avoid is standing Bachutz in the Azar. The Omar. Hareni Shoichid, I'm shachting. Boy, said, listen, look, I'm shachting. Al Menas Lahazois Midomoy Lemochar. I don't have time today, and I don't have the patience today, and there's not enough of an oilam today. We're going to go and do it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be public. We publicized that because the Kohen and Mashiach made a mistake, we're going to go and do the Hazor Saddam inside, not today, tomorrow, Mietchum Hazmi Dom Lamacha. Loy Pigel. So it's a Nishka Machshav is Pigel. Why not? He had a Machshav Lamacha. She Machshav Bachutz, Bachutz meaning in the Hazor. Bedover of Nasa Bifnim, where what he has in mind to do the Hazor tomorrow is Bifnim, that is considered to be Loy Pigel, because it was Machshav Bachutz, Bedover Nasa Bifnim. Now you have the other way around. What happens if he's inside the Hechel? And see, I'm doing Hazoyis now, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to go and take the Eimerin, which normally we'd put today on the Mizbeach Achitzayin. We're only going to do it tomorrow. Or Lishbach Shirayim Lemochar. We're going to go and pour out the Shiorei Hadam on the southwest corner there of the Mizbeach Achitzayin. We're not going to do it today. We're going to do it tomorrow. Loi Bigel. Shemachshava Bifnim B'dover Nas B'chutzaya. Or Dover Nas B'chutz. Since the Machshava and the Nasa are not in the same place, Loi Bigel. However, Hayoim B'chutz. Then it's bigel.
It's the same zone.
Same zone. And like the Mortaka says, Shemachshava b'chutz bedover hanasa b'chutz, then it becomes bigel. So all of this is very sensible. We understand what it says. We might not understand why that's the case, but we understand what we're saying. For chutz to chutz, bigel. Chutz to pinim, or pinim to chutz, no bigel. Fine. Now we've concluded that price, and now the Gemara is medayik. We're saying that the person has in mind, he's shechting b'chutz, l'amenas lishpoich shirayim l'mochar. So chutz and chutz, it becomes pigel. May I ask you one question? What becomes pigel? Does the coin become pigel? Does the knife that he used for shechting become pigel? Come on, don't be silly. We're talking about the carbon. Okay, so what lefkulei mai? Ilem lefkulei dam, do we mean that he's shechting today? And he's saying we're going to go and be shoifech the shirayim lemachar. It's going to, now the carbon is pigel. Do we mean that the dam is pigel? That now the dam is disqualified because it becomes a shtik pigel. And Rashi says if you were to eat from that dam, and you did it b'shoyig, you'd have to bring two chatois. Number one, because you're eating dam. And number two, because you're eating pigel, because the person was mafagel the carbon. Frank Dimara, dam mi mifkel? I don't remember talking about dam becoming pigle. Dam can create pigle, bishas the zrikas of dam. Exactly. We have a Mishnah. Where was this Mishnah? Back in Zvachim. What did it say in the Mishnah? The following do not have pigle. Why? Rashi explains, as we learned back in the Gemara Masechta. Exactly. You only have pigel if you have a separate matir, and you're talking about a nitter can become pigel. But you can't go and talk about that the matir itself becomes pigel. Such as the koimetz that you put on the mizbeach. That's the matir. That's not the nitter. The levoina that you put on the mizbeach. Vak toiris, when the koin is being maktik toiris. Minchas koihanim, minchas nesachim, minchas koin mashiach. Those are all special menachis in the sense that you don't put a Kmitza on the Mizbech, you put the entire Mincha on the Mizbech. So they're the entire Matir for themselves of Jewish. The Hadam. Oh, Dam. That's the case that we're looking for, the Dam. What are we saying? Eledvom She'ein, Chayov and Alein, Mishim Pigel. If you eat from the Dam, you ate Beshoyig, you'll get a Chatos for eating Dam. But you won't have to bring a Chatos for going and eating Pigel, because Dam doesn't become Pigel. So Elipshita, and then of course, what did we mean that he had in mind Lishbech Shiraim? He means Lafkulei Basar, that the Basar should become pigel. Ah, so Tiyumari Yatzakasha Navuna Hashta. Umahasam Dalei Choshe Bebe Basar Gufe. You didn't have a machshava about the Basar, you had a machshava on the blood, that I'm going to go and be Shoyfech Shiraim Lamacha. Om Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi speaking, right? This was the beginning of the Braisa. Rabbi Uymishum Rabbi Yossi. What is we saying of Rabbi Yossi? Mifkel. So we're not talking about the Basar itself. We're only talking about Shvicha Shiraim Lemachar. And as a result, the Basar is going to become pickle. Hacha Dechashe Bei Bezevach Gufe. Here he's having Machshava on the Basar itself, on the Yemin or on the Smile. Loi Koshkein the Pigel Biyerach Yemin, Pigel Biyerach Smile. If you have a pigel machshava on shirayim, on the dam, that is mafagil the basar, even though basar and dam are not the same, it's from the same animal, but this is basar and this is dam. One can have an effect on the other. Then certainly from basar on basar, we should go and say that the pigel should spread to the entire gufa animal, not just on the yamin, but also on the smoil, and on the top, then on the bottom, and all parts of the animal.
But it goes from the dam to the basar. The basar are on a lower level. They're kind of equivalent. They're on the same madrega.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't say that it's on, because dam always goes toward basar.
Right.
Machshava travels from the dam to the basar.
Correct.
But not the basar necessarily went to the other.
according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Yossi. He's saying is that each one, as it were, is independent, final, conclusive recipient of the machshir
sefer. Oh, for sure. But the Gemara is using the svara that you're giving as a kolshken. Madach, dam, and basar are two separate entities. It's true that dam is being used to cause pigal for the other entity, but it works. If you have a machshava, legabi the dam, guess what happens?
The basar.
Here that you have machshava on the basar itself, not on this piece, on the next piece, and the next guy, from the yamin to the smart. Shouldn't I say that the pigal should work from basar to basar? These are obviously much more of the same entity than the dam and the basar. Dam you're not allowed to even eat. You have to pour it all out. Mashenka, you're going to eat both buses, unless it's of course in the carbon oil. But then you're going to put both of them on the mizbeach.
In the permanent sref, isn't the buser also burnt? I don't think we eat from them.
100%. So I'm saying if it's an oil, then you put it on top of the mizbeach. So this chatas is a dinner. An oil, you put the whole thing on top. You're 100% right. But if you were to go and eat from that carbon, we would say, naughty, naughty, what you did is a terrible thing. You should go and clap Hashem the Begadno 3 times a day. But you don't get kares for that. Right. But if it becomes pigle and you eat from it, oh, yeah, pigle, you make kares, ay. And if you did a b'shoi, you're going to have to go and bring a carbon. Chatos. We oid nocha kasha on Rav Huna, alibi de Rav Yossi. Ha'omer Rav Huna. Toshima, let's see what it says in the Brisa. Kuimitzis a mincha lechol shireha, oi lehakter kuimtza lemocher. This is not a Brisa. This was a mission that we had yesterday, the beginning of the parak. If you went, we were kuimitz from the mincha, lechol shireha, in other words, the kohen is taking the kmitza with his three fingers, and b'shas ma'asa, he is saying out loud, to satisfy Bill, it shouldn't just be a machshava, it should be a dibur. He says, lechol shireha, I'm going to eat the shirayim, or I'm going to be makter the kuimitz lemocher. In other words, doing the kmitza, I should go and do the haktara within the next few seconds, the next minute or two, right? We just did the kmitza, we put it into the new kli. We're moedich to the mizbeach, we're going to be makter, and the kohen says, no, sorry, chavra. We're going to be makter the kohen tomorrow, and or we're going to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Moedir b'yoyse b'zusha pigel. There is a din of pigel, v'chayoven olav kores. And there is a din of kares after all. Now, why does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah that moider b'yoisi bezu? So we already discussed this yesterday. And the Mishnah continued on. It's only if you're talking about lahakter from the thing itself, from the koinit. However, what happens if he had in mind lahakter levoina salamacher, the levoina, then Rabbi Yossi says, possibly in Bekaris, no din of kares, because the levoina is a separate matir than the original mincha. The kmitza itself is one matir. The second levoin is a second matir. Says our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, if you have in mind from the mincha onto the levoina, possibly in Bekaris. In other words, it doesn't have a din of pickle. Ah. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara, Ravin is now quoting that part of the Mishnah. He says in the first part of the Mishnah, if you have in mind kmitza on the kmitza itself, that we're going to go and be makter this kmitza, lamacha, moed, Rabbi Yossi, that is pickle, b'chema, of course. Zokti Mora, lahakter kimtza lefgule mai. Just like the Mora asked before, when you had the bachshava of pigle, the gab of the shirayim, what became pigle? So let me ask you, lahakter kimtza to be makter the koimitz, now it's pigle chayelul kars. What becomes pigle? Ilaim lefgule koimitz, that the koimitz itself has now become pigle, and make sure not to eat from that koimitz. Koimitz mi mafagel. Can the koimitz itself become pigle? It's a matir v'hatanan. And now the Mishnah, the Gemara repeats the exact same Mishnah that we quoted 15 lines ago. But the Gemara has Rachmanis on us. And that is,
etc.
It could have gone through the whole laundry list of Hadam. So they shorten the shear by at least another 10 seconds. El Pshita, Savada, we're not talking about the Koimitz. It means the Fuke, the Evgule, Shirayim. And now the Gemara makes the same type of kal v'chomer that we made before with the dam and the basar vis-a-vis the koimitz and the shirayim. Hashu ma'hosam d'lechoshu will be shirayim gufe. I wasn't thinking about shirayim. I was only talking and thinking about the kmitza. I'm going to be makter the kmitza lemachar. What becomes possible with pigol? The shirayim. I didn't say anything about shirayim. Don't talk about shirayim. That's the halacha. The shirayim become pigle. My husband, the choshim with shirayim. Gufay, I didn't have in mind the shirayim at all. I'm a miflagi, but the mice, they become pigle. I had in mind the basar of the animal. Maskim, the right flank and not the left flank. But the Maisa had in mind the zvich itself. Like Koshkin, shouldn't I certainly say that it becomes pigle? How can your Ravuna distinguish between right side and left side? Madach, in the case we're talking about two separate entities altogether. Not mamish separate entities. But this is the Kemitza. And this happens to be Shiraim, and never the twain shall meet. The Kemitza goes on the Mizbeach. The Shiraim are going to be eaten. I didn't have in mind the Shiraim. But you had in mind the Kemitza. Bad guy. You had in mind the Kemitza that you're going to be makter at Lamachar. Now the rest of the Shiraim all become spigel. I didn't think about the Shiraim. But nevertheless, it becomes spigel. It's a halach as kam as a kam. If I had in mind on the right side of the animal that it's spigel, shouldn't the left side also become spigel? It's a chwan gov. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, I disagree vehemently with Rav Huna. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, hayne time of Rabbi Yosi. I'll explain to you what Rabbi Yosi really means. Hakosav asoan guf echad, vakosav asoan shnei gufim. You have the same pasuk in the Torah which talks about that shtei alechem, and the Torah talks about the shtei alechem as if they happen to be one. In other words, the two shtei halechems together, the two loaves, as if it's one. And the Torah also refers to it as if it happens to be two separate. Now, where does the Torah refer to one and to two? There's a slight difference of opinion here between Rashi and Tosis. Tosis is a little bit leichter, it's a little bit easier. So if you don't mind, we'll go to the first Tosis. It says in the Pasuk, and we have the benefit, at least in my Gemara, of the Torah, Ora Sholem, where he quotes the pasuk, "Mi moish vaysechem taviu lechem tenufa." Now the word lechem, by definition, sounds like one loaf of bread, right? It doesn't say lachmim; it says taviu lechem tenufa. And then the pasuk immediately says after that, "Shtayim shnei esroinim soydusiyana chomis tefenu bikun lashem." It says shtayim; that means it's two gufim. So lechem means it's one. Nochem, back to the Torah. Tichsiv taviu lechem tenufa va'akosav asoin shnei gufim. It goes together with the. With a dibra maschil, hakos v'son guf echad. How do you know guf echad? Dichsev tavil lechem tenufa. That's why. Vakos v'asen shnei gufin dichsev shtayim shnei esroinim ustorim the lechem upon him yofinan. Okay, so then he's going to lechem. But the point is that here by the shtei alechem, the same pasuk within toch kedei dibur refers to it as lechem one, right, and then shtayim as two. So getting back to our gemara now, how many times the Rabbi Yosi? Hakos v'son guf echad. Hakos v'asen shnei gufin. Guf echad ma'akvi ha'hadodi. What means ma'akvi ha'hadodi? You have to go and bring two lechems. You don't bring one lechem. Each one is required to be mekayim the mitzvah of the shtei halechem on Shavuos. What do we mean shnei gufin? The Amar Rachmana hal lechuda avida v'hal lechuda avida. Each one of them do on its own. Rashi says, what means do it on its own? We're going to go and prepare the baking, each one on their own. I do a kneading of each one separately. I do an aricha. Aricha means forming the lechem, each one separately. And then I put them both into the oven. But the point is, they are separate entities. They're not one large challah, and then I'm going to cut it down the middle later on. Like a chusin challah, right? Like a chasin or something. These are separate challahs. Each one is separate. Halachu davida, halachu davida. Therefore, arvenu, if you went and mixed them together in your machshava, and you mafagel both of them, then misarvin. The kos of osin guf echad. So if in your mind, or if you spoke a dibur, b'shas shechita of the keves, and you're saying, I intend eating from each one of these tomorrow a half a kezias, so the two together will be a full kezias. Hakos v'ason guf echad, and therefore it becomes taka pigel on both. Palgina mivlegi. However, if you're going to go and split them up, that what does that mean? He only has in mind to eat one of the two lemachar. Oh, that's Rabbi Yosi. Remember, explaining Rabbi Yosi. Hakos v'ason shnei gufim, and therefore only one of them will become pigel, and not the other one. What is Rabbi Yochanan trying to tell us? Rabbi Yochanan is trying to tell us, Rabbi Yosi's halacha is special to Hilchos Shtei Alechem.
Only there do you have this double language.
Exactly right. And then Tosis goes and says the same thing by the Lechem upon him. We also find something similar. However, we don't find that got behemoth. Behemoth agam to behemoth. So that Rav Huna was trying to go and say, he only has a mind on the Yemen and not on the Smol, or the Smol on the Yemen. Can give me a break? That's not Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is talking specifically the Gav Shtei Alechem, because there the Torah made a guf echad, shtei gufim. So if he was ma'ar of the two, then both of them can become pigle. But if you split up the toim, only having your mind on the right and not on the left, or the left and not on the right, we're not talking about the behemoth. We're talking about shtei alechem. Oh, each one is separate on its own, and therefore only that one becomes pigle and not the other one. And therefore, we no longer have the two svaris that Bill was upset about back on the Amid Beis, where we said, it's just like Tumah, Tumah touches one, it doesn't touch the other. So you said, yeah, but Peshas, the Shechita, there's still one goof. Here we're talking about the two Shtei Alechem, since the Torah said, one of them happens to be, the Torah refers to as Goof Echad and two Goofim. So if in fact he had a Machshavah's Pigle on both, both become Pigle. If he had a Machshavah on one, only one becomes Pigle. But that's a special din of Shtei Alechem, nothing to do with a Bahim. Vuzaktim?
Where does Rav Huna take right and left?
He had two reasons.
The second one was from a
pasuk. Pasuk defeats the svara, but Rav Huna also had a kra. He also had a pasuk.
So the Gemara doesn't address it, but presumably Rabbi Yochanan, if the Gemara said, and with kra lamali, he would presumably have either an answer what the Menu comes to tell you, or he would go and say, that sometimes the Torah speaks kolashim and yadim. But the Gemara doesn't address the question. But it's a good question. What would he do with the limit of that kra? Fine. We are, Baruch Hashem, now completed that whole shtickle with Rav Huna, and we go off a little bit on to other similar halachas. In our Mishnah, we talked about the two shtei alechem. Keep on saying two shtei alechem, I know that's repetitive. And also you have the 12 lechem upon it. Now we're going to go into something very, very similar. We're going to talk about the lachmei toida, or the minchas mafei tanur. What's the lachmei toida? Everybody knows when you bring a karmen toida, it's essentially like a shlomim. You only eat it in the yom v'layla, but nevertheless, it's a shlomim that you have to bring four different species of chalas together with it. So what happens if he had a machshavas pigel on only one of the species, or presumably one out of the 40 chalas? What happens to the rest of them? Would that be the same machloikis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan? Would the Rabbanan say, it's a package deal, everything becomes pigel? Or is it Rabbi Yossi, would he hold only that one of the 40 and not the others? And similarly, by Minchas Mafei Taner. The Torah, when it talks about Minchas Mafei Taner, remember we've spoken about this very briefly in the past, that besides Minchas Soiles, and Minchas Machvas, and Minchas Marcheshes, there's also something known as Mafei Taner. And the Torah talks about, in the same Pasuk, that if you're donating a minchas mafei taner, meaning something which is already baked, it was not soulless raw flour, it was not fried in a machvas, it was not kneglich in a deep pot, but rather it was baked. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, in the Pasuk it says that you have chalois and rikikin.
Right.
What's the difference in chalos and rikikin? Chalos presumably are more fluffy and rikikin are more like
crackers.
Like crackers. Good. So now, what's the din? So the way we usually learn, when I say we, the Rabbanon, they hold that we're talking about if you are menadev or menader a korban minchas mafei taner, the Torah gives you a choice. You can either bring 10 chalois, or you can bring 10 rikikin. However, there's one Reb Shimon that disagrees. And Reb Shimon says, no, if you're menader a minchas mafei taner, you have to bring 5 chalois and 5 rikikin. Oh, so according to him, you have that same shail again. What happens if Bishas, you're going and being maktir, the matir on these chalas? What happens now, vis-a-vis, if he only had in mind on 5 chalas, or one chala, does that go on the 5 rakikim?
Everything else.
So the same type of shalat. Just like we had by the lechem apunim and the gabei dishtei lechem, same thing with gabei the lachmi toidim and minchas mafi. Mal is tonal leir after chlifim in marava v'chein atoim v'lachmi toidim v'chein atoim v'mafi. That minchas mafi, exactly the same machloikis. Just like we had the machloikis between the rabban and Rabbi Yossi by lachmi by the shtei lechem and the gabei the lechem apunim, same thing gabei toidim and also minchas mafi tan. Very good.
We say that whatever machloikis there is, whatever pattern there is as far as the basar of the Kivsei Atzeres, who also applied to the basar of the Zevach HaShlamim, because here also we have a
following up on your original question.
Right.
Look at you see there's going to be a Mishnah tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, Hashem, we're going to get to this and then in good time. Tanurban b'shas shchita chishev lechol chotzi zayis. Ubishas zrika chishev lechel chotzi zayis. Pigel. Neshe shchita Uzrika Mitztarfin. You have a Kohen, whoever is doing the Shechita, he has in mind that we're going to eat a Chutzi Zayis of this Behema tomorrow, the Machar. Bishas Zrika, the Kohen that's doing the Zrika, Chishev Lechel Chutzi Zayis tomorrow. Okay, are these two Chutzi Zayis Mitztarif? Says the Braisa, yes, it's Pigel. Nishe Shechita Uzrika Mitztarfin. You're going to ask a question, why only the Shechita and the Zrika? What about the Kabbalah and the Halacha? Ika the Ami, Shechita Zrika, the Travayim Matirin in Kabbalah and Halacha, loy. The Ika the Ami, Hanach the Merchikin, the Koshkin Hanin the Mekarvon. What does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi tells us that our Gemara is telling us a new Chidush that we were really not aware of. And what is that? That both the Shechita and the Zrika are matirin. Now that the Zrika is a matir, I know. Because until you do the Zrika Saddam, you can never go put the Eimer on the Mizbeach. If it's an oil, you can't put the whole oil on the Mizbeach. If you have a carbon that you can eat, you can't eat from the... You need the Zrika. The Zrika is the matir. But what is the Shechita being the matir? Okay, but not the Gabi Hilchas Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. In terms of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, what is it being matir? So Rashi says it's being matir the dam. That until now I didn't have any dam. By shechting it, now the dam becomes niskadish that I can go and use it ultimately for the Zrika Saddam in another minute but after we're finished. The klisharis reinforces that kedusha of the matir of the shechita. You're right. You have to put it into the klisharis.
It goes on the floor directly. You can't use it for Zrika. It's puzzle.
That's for sure. But each one is considered to be a matir. Where do we find that it's a matir? Rashi says, Bishar Shechita. Yeah, you see the Rashi in the middle. Bishar Shechita.
Astam Zevachoy.
Astam Zevachoy. We're no longer talking about the esoteric kvosin that you bring on Shavuos once a year. We're not talking about Shabbos and the Shtei Bezichin. The normal Zevach. You have Shechita Uzrika Matirinino. How? Shechita Kidshul Adam. The Shechita infuses the dam with a Kedusha, Kidom Bishloi Pirkin, like we're going to see in Metzchem in another 2 days, Daf Tezai. The Omer Hossam, Habol Le Kaddish, Kibol Le Hatir Domi. The fact that the Shechita is Makadish the blood, that's like being Matir the blood. And the Zrik, of course, is Matir the Basar, and the Amorim. Ah, so that being the case, each one of them is a Matir. Oh, so just like we spoke about the two Kvasim together being a full package of matirin, and don't be matir just one of them, because when we get into the machlokes between Reb Meir and Rabbanan, where the mafaglin, matir. So here too, the two are matirin; they work jointly. So since I had in mind chutzis zayis, the two are mitzarif to make it into pigle. Ah, so says he, could the amri only shchit and zrika, because both of them have the title travayu matirin in kabbalah v'lochaloi, or it could be no; it's much more of a balabatish svara. The Amri, Harach the Merchikin, that the Chiddush of the Braisa is, even though from the time of Shechita to the time of Zrika, and not only the time, but also the location, they are rochik one from the other, and nevertheless we're saying they can mitzaref to be mafagel, is Koshke and Hani de Makarva, those two middle guys, which is the Kabbalah Saddam and Halacha, those are really one next to each other, in, of the four, right? One and four are distant. Two and three are next to each other, and therefore Koshkein Hanin de Makar. Okay, that's a very nice halach of the Braisa. Freitimor Eini. I have a stira. You just said now that at least two of the avoiders can be mitzarev, that's Shechit and Zrika, and perhaps even the other two as well, the Kabbalah Halacha, also maybe they're also mitzarev. I vatani Levi brought a Braisa. Arba voidis ein mitzdarf is le pigel. The four avoidis are not mitzdarf. Nishka shchita, nishka zrika, nishka kabbalah, nishka halacha. Yai. We have a stira of the two braises. What are we going to do about that stira? Amarava. Loikasha. Her Rebbe, her Rabbanan. It's a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Who's the Rebbe and who's the Rabbanan? Tisanya, ashoichir esakeves lechel chutzi zayis michalazu. Now this should be very familiar to us, because number one and number two, we had this at the top of the Amud Aleph. If you go back to the second line in the Amud Aleph, I show you the kebis lechel chutzi zayin v'chal azum v'chein chaber lechel chutzi zayin v'chein. So Rabbi Oymer Nisha zeh kosher. Oh, word for word the same thing. The sign is shuichel the kebis lechel chutzi zayin v'chal azum v'chein chaber lechel chutzi zayin v'chal azum. Rabbi Oymer Nisha zeh kosher. Now even though it doesn't say the Rabbanon, but by definition, this is Rabbi, and the Rabbanon disagree. And we're going to talk about shortly the chutzi mater, chutzi achila, mater, niter. Don't be nervous, we're going to have that momentarily. Ah, so what did Rebbe say in this brisa? That the two are not mitzdarev. The two are not mitzdarev. Ah, now here we're talking also two matirin. What are the two matirin? The two kvasim. Yishoichel es hakeves lechel chutzi zayis. B'chein chaveri, now yishechs the second keves lechel chutzi zayis. What does Rebbe say? They are not mitzdarev. Oh, so that's the svar l'choira of Levi's brisa. Levi says the arba voidus ain't mitzvah voice lepigul. That's Rebbe speaking. The Rebbe said that even though you shechted each one of the two kvasim, having in mind chutzizayis and the other one utza chutzizayis, they're not mitzvah because these are two separate matirim. That's why Tani Levi arba voidus ain't mitzvah voice. However, the rabbanon would hold they are mitzvah. So I answer the steer between the two brises by saying that the first one is the Rabbanan, the Armitzar, and the Levi's brisa, that's the Rebbe. The Rebbe holds two separate matirim you had in mind, each one chutzis ayis, arba voides, ein mitzdar for islepil. Aha. Omale Abaye. So Abaye says, Rav, I'm not so sure I agree with your answer. Eim neshamasli the Rebbe. When did Rebbe say in the brisa which you just quoted that the two are not mitzdarif? Chutzi mater v'chutzi achila, because you're talking about chutzi on the mater side and chutzi on the nitter side. On the mater side, what is Rebbe talking about?
Two one separate kvasim.
Exactly. Each kevis alone, you had in mind a chutzi zayis, you have a chutzi mater, and each one you had in mind for a chutzi achila. But if you go back to the original braisa from which we asked our stira, you said that price that goes to Quintra Bonham. That's why they're mitzdarev. Rebbe would also that they're mitzdarev. Because they were talking about b'shas shchita, chishev lechel chutzi zayis, b'shas zrika, chishev lechel chutzi zayis. And what we're assuming is, and it says pigul. Why? Because the shchita and the zrika are mitzdarevin. Now, in this case, it's taka talking about chutzi matir. I'm sorry, start again. We're talking about a ganze matir. What's the ganze matter? The shchita. The shchita is the matter when you're shechting it. The zrika is a separate ganze matter when you're doing the zrika. We're saying the two are mitzdarif together for that chutzi zayis. The zokti mar, omli abaye, eim neshamasli the Rebbe. When did Rebbe said that the two are not mitzdarif? Chutzi matter v'chutzi achila. But here, chuli matter v'chutzi achila mishamasli. When you have the ganze matter, certainly he should go and agree that it would be mitzdarif. And so therefore, says Abaye, good try, Rava, to go and say that the first price is Rabban and the second price is Rebbe. No, Rebbe can go and agree to both of the two prices. And so therefore, you cannot go and selectively say, no, the second price must be Rebbe, because our avoid is a mitzdarif. The reason why Rebbe said it's a mitzdarif is because we're talking about a chotzi matir. But if you did a ganze matir, not a chotzi matir, then they are mitzdarif.
So who's the author of their price according to Tani Levi?
That at the moment remains. And so according to Abaye is saying, I reject Rav's pshat. The Gemara doesn't respond to that rejection. Rather, it only tries to perfect what Abaye was saying. So it remains at this point and throughout the Gemara that we end off with a machlokes between Abaye and Rav. Can you use the teretz of Rava? Abaye rejects it. Rava holds his own. From here to the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to focus on a separate nuance, and that is only Rava bar Rav Chanan liAbaye. The Isle the Rebbe kulei mater v'chutzi achila. If he really agrees to what you're saying, Abaye, he only says that it's pigul by a chutzi mater. I'm sorry, he only says that it's kosher. Thank you. When did he say it's kosher? By chotzi matir v'chotzi achila. But if it's kuli matir v'chotzi achila, then he agrees.
Then modes pigol.
Exactly. V'i isle the Rebbe kuli matir v'chotzi achila, then ligzar chotzi matir v'chotzi achila, otu kuli matir v'chotzi achila. Why does Rebbe say so boldly, oy manish, is that kosher? lechoyle it's takana pigel that should be possible the ein by kar.
He says kosher. He says go and eat it.
Exactly. So obviously, he doesn't hold that it's possible. And the Gemara is asking why doesn't say it's possible. So you're going to say he doesn't feel that we should be geyser. But we find both that Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan are geyser under similar circumstances. Which similar circumstances? Rabbi Yossi geyser it not. Remember at the beginning of the parak we just quoted that on the Omer Aleph. Lahakdir levoy nasal machar. Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul v'ein by kares v'cham Omer pigel v'chiyavon alav kares. Now why did Rabbi Yossi say it's pasul v'ein by kares? Remember, if he had in mind b'shas the kmitza to go, he was koymitz. Lahakdir kmitza lemachar. Then we said in the Mishnah, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's pigel. However, if he has in mind b'shas the kmitza, lahakdir levoyne lemachar, that's a separate entity. So l'choyre Rabbi Yossi should go and say it's kosher. It's not pigel at all. He doesn't say that. He says posel vein by kares. So remember, when we were learning the Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds says it's posel vein kares is mitzad gezeira. What's the gezeira? That if I'm going to go and say in the case of when he had the machshava b'shas the kmitza of the soilus lahakdu levoin lemacher, it's kushav yusha. He can eat from it. It's not a problem. No pigel.
Slippery slope.
Then people are going to go and say the same thing if he had in mind lahakdu kmitza lemacher, that it's also going to be kusher.
Both are matir, and what's the difference if I'm machfagelis one matir or the other?
Beautiful. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says, I make gzeira, possibly in the cars. So then we find that Rabbi Yossi is geyser. And Rabban, we also find Nami Gazri. Where do we find that? Did not. Now you're thinking to yourself, I don't remember learning that. The reason why we didn't learn that yet is Mechem, that's going to be in the Mishnah on top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to learn a Mechem on Tuesday. Pigel Bekoimitz, Veloy Belevoyne, Belevoyne, Veloy Bekoimitz, Remei Oimitz Pigel, Vachayavno Vakaris, because Remei Hodu can be Mafagel, Chotzi Matir. Nechom say, Ain't Goy Karis, Ajifagel, Bechola Matir. No, it has to be the entire Matir. Now let's take a look at that Mishnah just for a short moment, because that's going to shed some light on the Shakla Vitaria here. Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the very top of the Amud, you see it says, Pigel the Koimitz, Volei Belevoina. The Koyin only had a Machshavas Pigel at the time of the Kmitz, but not at the time of the Haktoris Levoina. Or Belevoina, Volei Bekoimitz, only by Levoina, but the Koimitz. Remei Oimitz Pigel, the Chamoimim, Ein Bekosh, Yifagel, Becholamat. Umoid Mechom, the Remei, however, the Minchas Choyte, Ube Minchas Knoois, Shem pigel bekoimitz, shu pigel bechayoven olav kareis. Shakoimitz hu amater. Why is that different? Why is the minchas choyte and minchas knois different?
No, levona.
So I ask you, my good friends, was it necessary for the Mishnah to go and tell you, moinachom le remeir, minchas choyte, that there's no din a pigel? What happens if the Mishnah could have added, by the way, this bottle of seltzer and this box of tissues, even if you scream out pigel the whole day and the whole night, No pigle. Of course, that's not a matter, that's not a carbon, what are we talking about? So of course if there's no levoina, the only matter is the koimitz. So that's going to be diuk number one. Then we talk about shachar echem and a kvasim, lechel beis chalis lemachar. Hikter echem and a bezichem, lechel beis sidorim lemachar. Again, we have the same situation. He's only shechting one of the kvasim with this bad machshava of the two chalas. He's only being makter one of the bezichen to eat all of the sedarim. Remei oimim pigel chayavim karis. Remei lishitosa that holds. Mefagim chotzim matir. V'chamoimim ein bei karis v'jifagim v'chola matir. There's no karis. But the chum agree that it's possible. Why is it possible? After all, we just said that there's only pigel if you hagan tzim matir. So the fact that chum say ein bei karis. Remember, they didn't say the lashon of kosher like we had Rebbe. He says, "Ein bekodesh yivagim b'chol matir." The Gemara is going to be medayik from that. The Chum holds that mina ikker hadin it should taka be kosher v'yosher. The reason why ein bekodesh is altze gezeira, because you're going to go and say that since if he shechted one of the kvasim with a full breath screaming out beischa that he's going to eat beischas l'macher mashav espigel, or hikta echem lebezichen, we're going to eat these lechem upon him tomorrow. What's the din if you're going to go and say, it's kush, it's no problem. Then they're going to go and think that even if you shechted both kvasim, or even if you makter both bezichen, it's still going to be not pigel, it's going to be kosher. That's why they have to say, agzeira, ain't by kares, you find, well, agzeira. So now, returning to our Gemara now, the Gemara is saying, why aliba de Rebbe, why does Rebbe say, oy manish is a kosher? Why doesn't he also go and say that he has agzeira? So getting back to Agumar, Rabban and Nami Gazri, we're about halfway down. Did not. Pigo becomes a little vine, a little vine, a little vine. It's that mission that we just quoted from Tezai. So, why does it say in that Mishnah that ain by kares, which is mashma, but there it's possible the ain by kares, but it's not mutter? Why, if that's what the Chum said over there, and Rabbi Yossi in our earlier Mishnah said, again, mitagzeir apostle, why doesn't Rabbi say the same thing? Amalei hachi hashta, he really can't complain. Bishloim hasam gazer Rabbi Yossi, koimitz levaina ata koimitz de mincha. Kaimitz Levoin and Kaimitz the Mincha are so similar that just like when you take the Kaimitz of the Mincha with the dry finger and you are makter on the Mizbeach, you take the Levoina where the shear of Levoina is predetermined also a Kaimitz and you put that also on the Mizbeach. They look like Siamese twins. And therefore, if you're going to go and tell me that by the Haktoris HaLevoina she's gunish, met gunish, and it's kosher v'yasher, then people say that the same thing applies if he had a machshava to be makter the kmitza tomorrow. It's also, what difference does it make? This is a kmitza, this is a kmitza, it's three fingers, you see. Okay, so this is a, and they were doing the same kli, you had to put in the same kli sharis, same size, it looks exactly the same. So he can go and make such a mistake, and that's the reason why he was goyzer and said, don't say kosher, possible the ain't kosher. Rabban Gazri, also kmitz, oto kmitz. The minchas choyte. What's the reason why the chachamim were goyzer by the kmitza that they said if you only did one of the two with a machshavas pigel, right? You were makter the kmitza of the soilus, or you makter the kmitza of the levoina. In each case, he said, according to Rameir, it's pigel v'yesh bekaris because mafaglim chotzi matir. They're going to hold ain mafaglim chotzi matir. They still say, don't eat it. They still hold that it's possible the ain by karis. Why nochem ul mitzazel begzeira? Gazri koimitz otu koimitz. The minchas choyte levoina otu, I'm sorry, the gazri koimitz otu koimitz the minchas choyte. What does he mean by that? That just like by minchas choyte, there is no levoina. So your regular kmitza, there is a levoina. So if you're going to go and tell me that when you only do the kmitza of the soilus, that it's kosher, because I didn't do, I was mefagel b'chutzi matzah, not the whole thing. So then what happens by the minchas chayte? There is only the kmitza of the soilus. There is no kmitza of the levoina. So therefore the Gemara says that can lead to confusion. Because here there is levoina and there's no levoina. And here he only had pickle on the kmitza. And there he didn't, also only on the kmitza. But here it's taka achutzi matir. And that's why it's kosher. There it is no chutzi matir. There's only the kmitza. So if I'm going to say when I was makter the kmitza that, or when I did the kmitza, and I had in mind that I'm going to be makter the kmitza tomorrow, so if I'm going to go and say that by a regular karma mincha it's kosher, because I didn't have in mind the levoina, I'll think that the same thing applies to the mincha schoite, that if I only had these machshavis, bishas, the kmitza of the soilus and the mincha schoite, and I have in mind on the haktorah of the mincha, I'll say, well, in the case of the regular minchas nedava, you told me that kmitz is kosher. So presumably over here by the minchas chayte, also kmitz is kosher. But the guy doesn't realize there it was kosher by the minchas nedava because I only had the fag lebechutzi matir because I didn't have my here. There is no levoina, and the same thing is ulevoina. What happens if he has the kmitz of levoina where he had in machshava of being makter that levoina lemachar? Not on the kmitza. So what are you going to say about that? There is no mincha that's only levoina. Yeah, there is.
You can do
it. To levoina haba b'bazichin. There I can have the same svara. So what happens if I'm going to go and put one of the, if I'm going to put the levoina on top of the mizbech? I'm going to say to myself that the mincha is shiraim, it's kushav yusha, because it's only a chotzi matir. So next time when I have on Shabbos, I'm going to put on only one of the bazicha levoina, I'm going to go and say, oh, you can go and eat from the rest. If he has a machshavas pigel, I can go and eat from the lechem upon him, because I remember yesterday we had a similar situation that we brought only the levoina and we said that it's kosher, even though he had a machshavas pigel by the levoina. So here also he had a machshavas levoina by one of the two bezicha levoina. I would say, yeah, you can go and eat it. I remember yesterday they say you can eat it. So therefore we have to go and make a gzeira and say that it's possible the ain by kars.
So why is it kosher?
That's going to be the question. Levoina or levoina. Kvasim nami keves atu keves chaveiroi. If you're talking about two kvasim, and if you're going to go and say that if you only shecht one keves with a bad machshava, then there's no problem with the lechem because of the fact that he didn't use the whole matir. I don't hold like Remeir. I hold like the chachamim. The aim of falim mechotzi matir is kushav yusha. What's the reason why we said in the Mishnah, but hustle the aim by karis, don't eat from it, because I'm going to go make a gzera or two kvasim instead of having what only shechting one keves with his machshavas pigel. When I'm to be shechts both kvasim with the machshavas pigel, I'll say, I remember last Shavuos, I remember the guy, the Meshigana, this koyun, screaming out, pigel, 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 and they ate from the shtei alechem. But he's going to forget the fact because he only screamed out pigel by one of the two kvasim. But this year, he's the same Meshigana screamed out pigel by both kvasim. Oh, I remember last year they ate it, so it really this year also. Yeah. So again, you have that same gezeira. Kvasim nami keves atu keves chaveira. Bozach atu bozach chaveira. You have the two bezichen, and he only went and screamed out pigel by one of the two bezichen. I told him, mafagel mechutzi matir, should be kosher, but then I'm going to say the next time if he goes and has a machsheves pigel by two bezichen, and it's also mutter. Again, that's what we make the gezeira. Elohacha, freitimar, mi ikka chutzi matir v'chotzi achila bi alma telekim v'ligzar. There, there's each time there's a good reason, a good basis for making gezeira because of the potential confusion on an almost identical type of situation. But over here, we don't have another chutzi matir v'chutzi achila that you're saying that it would be pigle, and here we're saying it's kosher. Oh, yo, yo, people are going to make a mistake and say that that's also kosher. There is no parallel. No parallel. And in fact, six more, the lake of elixir. And hachanam mestava, I'll bring you right, the time of the Rabbanah, Mishim Hochiyu. How do I know? Diktani Sefer. We go back to that Mishnah, Daf Tezayin, where it says in the beginning of the Mishnah that he was only mefagel by the kmitza and not by the levoina. Remember we asked, I don't understand what you're talking about. Of course, if it was only mefagel on the kmitza of the soilus and not didn't have a bad machshava by the levoina, the koimitz is the only matir, and therefore we come pigel. Is there levoina by minchas choyte, minchas kenoyes? No. So why did the Mishnah even have to mention it? The Mishnah tells us, minchas choyte, minchas kenoyes, everybody agrees that if you only mefagel by the koimitz, then it's pigel. You know why? Because it's not a chutzi matir. There is only one matir. Everybody knows that. Halamuli Mr. Klal, Pshita, Mi Ika Matir Achrina, come on. That's the basics. Elav HaKamashmalan, the time of the Koimitz, Mishim, the Ika Koimitz, the Minchas Choyte, the Domile. The reason why by Kemitza, say the Chacham, that I say that although there's no din of Kares, but it's possible, the aim by Kares, the reason is because of the similarity between one Kemitza of the Minchas the Dava to the Mincha, to the Kemitza of the Minchas Choyte. Since they look so similar, I have to institute a special gzeira, and that's the reason why the Mishnah repeats what is obvious. Of course, there's only one kemitza by the minchas chayt, minchas kenoy. So not it's only one matzah, there's no chutzi matzah. So why did the Mishnah even have to bother to repeat it? To tell you that that's what the chacham are thinking in their minds. Why by the minchas chayt, minchas kenoy did he say that it's possible to aim by kares? Why didn't they say it's kosher? Because the potential confusion with the more obvious case of the minchas chayt, where there's only one matir. However, says Gemara, but Aliba the Rebbe, when we're talking about why doesn't the Rebbe also make a gzera? Because right. The case that he's talking about, the chutzi matir, chutzi achila, there is no parallel to it. So it was not necessary for him to go make a special gzera, no room for confusion. Oh, so stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael Zagi mentions that.